You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hey, thank you, Betsy Sorensen on Broadway. I'm telling you, I know you guys both laughed, but I think it's a Green Bay, it could be a Green Bay version of the Soho District, but you're not paying... How much would be rent be?
Oh, it's crazy there. I mean, Soho District is beautiful. And it's
just fun.
It's fun. It's where everybody wants to live. It's happening. Yeah, we have a ways to go, but that park has a lot of potential, and I just hope that we continue to keep it on the front burner.
I just think geographically and everything with
perfect.
That is such perfect. And nobody knows outside of Green Bay.
I agree.
Nobody knows what Lake Park is.
Right.
And I'm just gonna say it again so everyone knows. Look for the Donald Driver statue and just go down that way. It's a great park, especially for entertainment when they have music. It just sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was garbage 20 years ago. Was it?
Yeah. It was a warehouse that burned down and it sat there forever. And then we...
That has the potential to be something very cool. Lake Park.
And Waterfront is... You just can't buy that.
No.
Anyway, yes. So you had something pretty special yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a great event in Appleton. Jack Voigt, who comes on our show, he's been on it regularly, and he hosted an event off of Richmond Avenue, and it was the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And it's not, and I had several guys make this point to me. Don't say we're celebrating the end of the Vietnam War, okay? We're acknowledging the end of the Vietnam War. No Vietnam vets are celebrating it, okay? And nothing was brought more in your face than yesterday at a great event they had in Appleton where it had pictures of, I want to say, 2,100 or more. I feel terrible. I don't know the exact number. Wisconsin veterans that died, Wisconsin citizens that died in the Vietnam War.
Wow.
I wish I knew the exact number.
It was 14, is it 24? Is it that
terrible?
Right?
I thought 21.
Wow.
I feel terrible that I don't have the exact number because every single one is important. But anyway, they had pictures of every one of them that died in Vietnam. They had their pictures up at this ceremony yesterday, which brings it into, it's like we send such young Americans to war.
Mm-hmm.
So young. And seeing their pictures, that really brought it to, so anyway, I talked to some of the people there yesterday who lost family members in the war. And I'll tell you what, you talk about wounds that don't totally, you know, scab over and heal, lose somebody in war. And boy, that's
lose somebody,
their so.
Period. Yeah, they never heal. Anyway, yes, that's nice that they, those pictures, that really, because you see the ones with names.
And there's
a
the
lot
wall.
Of, there's a lot of
which
cool
is great.
Memorials.
But
with
put
names.
A face to those names.
Absolutely. I think that's great that you guys spent the extra money to do that.
And that's what, I don't have any extra money to spend.
No, but when they raised the money, they did, I think that was. I'm glad they did that.
Absolutely.
Jack did a good job. That's
it was. It's really great. And we got some interviews I did with some of the people yesterday. Is the first one the gentleman from Appleton. This is, okay, so he was on his way home after serving a year in Vietnam. He comes back to the United States. My goodness gracious, I survived the war. This is the moment I've been looking for 365 days. And the first thing he finds out when he comes back is that his brother in Vietnam was just killed. And this is Terry Judkins.
Okay. I thought we were going to go with...
Nope. Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Terry's the big gray-haired gentleman with the sunglasses.
Yep. This, okay. I think, is Jack. We were going to do Jack first.
Let's do Jack first.
All right. Let's do that.
Here we go.
Well, Jim, for yourself, somebody who survived really dangerous times in Vietnam, what does this mean when you see some of the young people that never really made it back?
Well, it's surprising that how many of them I already knew. But when I look back, we were all only 19 years old or so. We were kids. And I don't think any of us really believed in what was going on over in Vietnam. But at that time, it was the draft. I didn't get drafted. I joined the Navy. And a thing came up. They said, we've got this brand new thing over in Vietnam called a swift boat. And we need gunners for them, but you can't get on them unless you volunteer. Well, me, like a fool, threw up my arm. And I was there for 13 months. I've got a lot of good memories and a lot of good friends, but when I look at, back at the things that we lost during that time, it's unbelievable. But it's really good, and I'm so proud of what Jack has done here at this display.
The picture's really, I mean, the Vietnam Wall is phenomenal, but to see the faces of these young men, wow, I've gotten choked up, I'll be honest with you.
It's very difficult to not find somebody that you knew when you were over there. I know in my own class in Neenah High School, in that class of 65, we lost several, and I've been out here with several friends, and they walk it right straight to their county, and they all know somebody who's been there.
Jim, how do you want these young people on these walls to be remembered?
I would like them to be remembered as what they gave up for their country. I mean, they put a lot out at a time when a lot of people were fighting against it. So I give them all the credit in the world.
That's my great friend Jim. He was a he was on the patrol boats. Swift boats became the common thing that known as really, really dangerous job, and just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And he was there, and he lost guys. And he's from Appleton, and he lost guys in Vietnam. We're gonna talk about a couple of other ones. You got another one here, Todd?
Yep.
Okay.
Guy with the sunglasses.
Yes. Yep. This is Terry. Wait to hear this story. Go ahead. Anytime now, Tom.
Tell me about you and
well,
your
my
brother.
Name, well, my name's Terry Judkins. I have a twin mother named Larry Judkins. And the message I'd like to send, John, is I don't really see any reason why you have to have twins or brothers in war zones. In our case, I went. We both enlisted. I went in the Army. He went in the Navy. I ended up over in Vietnam in January. Larry went in the Navy and wanted to be a paramedic, so he became a medical corpsman, and darned if he doesn't get transferred into the Marines as a medic. So now you got him in northern part of North Vietnam and me right below him. And for my mother, who's raising five children by herself, to have twins in a war zone is horrible. And so what happened is my ETA came up, I served my full time, and they made me leave. And what happened was my twin brother was killed that morning at 9 o'clock. I left at six in the morning, and I didn't leave till 9 o'clock that night. And I never found out till I got back home to Milwaukee that Larry was killed. So it's just a lot of burden on a family. We all lost people. I don't think it's necessary. I really don't.
You
know.
Can you show me your brother?
Huh?
Could
sure,
you show
it's right
me?
Over here. Oh, I got it right here. Come on, where is it?
Yeah.
It's your Larry and I. I don't know if you can see that, but then he's down over here.
I just
that was him showing. He got pretty choked up there. We didn't talk much. There was a picture of his brother, handsome young guy from this. You know the graduate. Your brother is probably those graduation pictures right. Where the hair is perfect and just the world is out there for them.
Yeah.
And seeing their pictures.
You listen to his voice. That's 50 years ago.
Yeah. And it's still as fresh as yesterday.
And looking at the wall, it's hard to explain, but it's also almost like, yearbooks where you'd open up your yearbook and it's just all the pictures. That's what it looks like, the walls of
all
that.
All over 2,000 that were killed from Wisconsin. I got so choked up a couple of times, to be totally honest with you, because part of it is I had guys that I've interviewed for my books and things like that, and they were showing me their buddies. And in fact, we have Chuck Wellens, who's a great friend of ours. Chuck told me this story, and I never heard the story before yesterday, to be honest with you. And Chuck was a Marine from Green Bay, Promontory High School, and enlisted in the Marines, and got sent into a horrific area at Khe Sanh. Excuse me. And it was Easter Sunday, April 1st or whatever, in 1968. And they had a horrible battle on Hill 881 outside of Khe Sanh, which was a horrific battle in itself. It's like one of the most northernest parts of South Vietnam, just by the border of North Vietnam. So anyway, the Vietnamese had come in and they had just, I don't want to say massacre, but they killed so many American troops. It was unbelievable. And Chuck was just this 19-year-old kid. He one of his jobs was going around picking up the bodies, the dead bodies of his friends and stuff. and he went to pick up the first guy that was his sergeant. He like idolized this guy. You know what I mean? He struggled in picking up the body and touching the dead body. And the other guy who was, you know, he's been around, says, he's dead. Pick him up. You know what I mean? We don't have time for this type of thing. But here's the deal. Chuck didn't know about exactly, you know, where he was from or whatever. And before we left, he goes, oh my God, I found his picture.
Oh.
And that's the first time he had seen his picture since Vietnam. So this is our great friend, Chuck Wellens, United States Marine, Vietnam. And this was from yesterday at the event in Appleton.
So Chuck, you found a friend that you hadn't seen since, January of 1968 on a hillside outside of Khe Sanh in Vietnam, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Who is it? Can you point him out to me?
Yes, he was right here. His name is Melvin L. Rimmel. And I didn't even realize he was from Wisconsin until I start reading after I got back from Vietnam for a while, and I looked it up because he's my gunnery sergeant. And when we were up on a hill outpost at Khe Sanh, I had a lot of respect for him already, even though I was relatively new in country. But it was a real shocker to see somebody like that go down, and my first real taste of what war was all about.
And you actually carried his, put it in first body you put in a body bag.
That's correct. It was the first one it's something I can never forget, because it was a shock to see him dead and then to realize that this was going to be a heck of a year, you know. But it was just nice to see his picture here on the wall. It really, really brings back memories.
Did you hear it in their voices?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you watch the videos, which will be on our website at some point, you will see the tears in their eyes.
So where's this? Richmond, you said?
Pardon?
Where is all this taking place?
On Richmond Avenue. It's, Jack Voigt. You know what he also runs, which is, he was in politics. You know Jack. He was in politics for a lot of years. But he also runs that butterfly thing. Do you know about that? It's this huge, but I don't want to say a museum, because it's live butterflies things like there. That.
That's him.
Yeah,
what's he doing with that?
He owns it.
Really?
He started it. Yeah.
Yeah, the kids love that. Of course. That's very cool. I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. So tell me.
At that place, but it was just right on Richmond Avenue.
So you take 41 to Richmond, and then you... Okay.
Take it towards downtown, and it's right there. He does a thing on Saturdays, something that we've kicked around about, because Nicolay Bank gave us all that money for our thing, our contest. What we want to do out at the Duck Creek Pub. It used to be the Duck Creek VFW.
Yeah.
Okay, it's now Duck Creek Pub, but it's still where the VFW meets and everything like that. We want to do a breakfast type thing. So I even got a name for it, because Jack started up a thing called Vets and Friends for breakfast.
Mm.
Okay? And it would be free breakfast. I used to serve coffee. I was the barista. I was an unbelievable barista. I was phenomenal.
Apron on?
As a barista. I should have, because I ruined numerous things from spilling. Just being honest. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it would be a free breakfast and then they moved it to a church in Appleton. Jack hosts every Saturday, hosts an event at his place, free breakfast for veterans and free lunch. But God, I got a name for our thing.
Well, you got a name for what?
Our free lunches for veterans.
Okay.
Let me guess. That won't, but your name, okay, go ahead.
Vets and Vittles.
That's not bad.
That's kind of an army thing, right?
Yeah,
Vittles?
Absolutely. Vets and Vittles.
Vittles for vets.
Vittles for that's better. Yeah.
See, I knew it.
I bet you that's.
He always does that to me.
You better check that one out. I think that one might be used. That's pretty good. You might want to look at that. That's a great name.
I was so proud of myself.
No, that's good, John. You probably.
Oh, now you're being a dad. No,
that's
Johnny,
good, John. You probably
a
read.
Plus, right here. You know what?
You probably
that's
read.
Good. You know what?
That old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Hey, welcome back. Trucker Thursday, Mine and the Mayor. Vittles for Vets is already taken by a couple of different programs.
They may let you. They may say, look, go ahead. But you're gonna need to get a green light for them.
Jim, thank you.
Mike.
Yes or no? Have you and I both been the recipients of badness on those kind of things, naming things? You go first.
badness, whatever. Yeah, we tried a program.
And I was, okay, and just to go back idea, how far ago, which, I was a part of this
you were?
To promote it on our other radio station.
So, Todd, back in, this is a long time ago, 2005.
90s?
John. I was looking 2003.
I get ears mixed up these days, Jim. I'm old. I got an artificial hip.
Is 2003 or 4 or 5? And I wanted kids to read more, so I had all our staff go and read to fourth graders. And then if the kids read a book, we would have somebody donate a can of food. So it was read to feed.
Yep.
So it was good that the kids were doing two things.
Great idea.
Learning how to read.
Win.
Right. And then the food, food went to Paul's Pantry, didn't it? Oh, whatever. So we started this program, and thanks to you, you invited me on your radio show. A couple of these TV stations said, this is a great idea. And we got some smackdown letter from some charity saying, look, we already have that name. It's like, okay.
Not competition. They're not from
No, they weren't even from the state.
Oh, we're from Nina,
It's out of state, and I'm like, wow. We're trying to do the same thing, aren't we? I mean, can't we use this read to feed? No. So anyway, that's why when John said,
Vittles for Vets.
And I think if you try to do what Todd said and turn it around and say Vets for Vittles, that's still, they'll put the smack down. That's too bad. But these people might be super nice to you, Johnny, and say, go ahead. What do you think the odds are of that, Jim? Huh?
What do you think the odds are of that?
I'm just trying to be your dad
again. Can I put your name to it?
I was upset, though, about that. I thought, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, because like you said, there's not, I don't want to say
You're not making any money on it. You're not using it for profit. Well,
my thing is, we're trying to do the same thing.
Oh.
Well, it's just so you know, it's a nonprofit.
Right?
And maybe sure they want to expand to Wisconsin.
That's what I'm hoping.
Did you guys mention what Michael said?
Michael says, Mino Munchies.
It sounds like a weed thing.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like a weed thing.
That would be
for
college.
Oh, okay. Tell me the negative. Go ahead. That was it?
I just did.
Okay. Can I tell you the positive?
Yeah.
Okay. Mino's Munchies, sponsored by the Dispensary of Green Bay.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay.
Top that one.
No, I'm not going to. That's what we were thinking. But I think it's good to brand something. I just think that's, people remember it, they tell their friends about it. So you want to come up with something. Instead of like, hey, we're having breakfast for the vets. It's like, okay, come on, make that into something.
I know.
But
we got the money from Nicolet National Bank.
They're great.
They gave us, when we did the quarterback contest on my birthday, and all the money left over is going towards the nameless lunch, whatever we want to do for veterans. And we want to do it at Duck Creek Pub. But Nicolet Bank is going to be sponsoring this whole thing. And that's awesome of them to do that.
And
we got to come up with a name, though.
It'd be nice. It's not the most important thing, but still, I would write to those people and say, hey, look, do you mind if I use that in Brown County?
They'll ask for something. I swear. I mean, when I was with my book, I had three separate different titles for one of my books.
Yeah.
And I kept getting the publisher said, no, that you don't want. But part of that was because it wasn't a nonprofit. You know, somebody's making money off of that name. And they, so they get weird. But your thing, I can't believe that.
I know, I was mad about that. But, because it's not like we're making money, right? I mean,
not a lot. I mean, sure, you took a cut. But I mean, how do you adopt a dog for $8,000 without taking a cut? Come on.
Okay.
They got to eat really good food. I think about you every time I see that commercial where the guy's making dinner for this new date. And she says, oh, what's this in the refrigerator? Oh, it's for Fluffy, our dog. She says, you keep dog food in your refrigerator? Well, it's not dog. It's actual meat. It's meat and vegetables. It's all... But it's still fed to a dog. And he kicks her out, and the dog looks at her, and he goes, you were so right about her.
That's funny.
I think of you every, because the dog looks at him, and he goes, I know, you were so right about her.
You were right. Yeah.
You were right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you got to see that commercial. Oh, my God, that's Jim and Milton. Oh, my goodness.
I want to mention that May is Mental Health Awareness Month as well.
Right.
And we're going to have some topics on that throughout the month. But as we go forward, we've talked a lot about on this program about the importance of mental health and how we're bringing it to light. And it's just as important as your physical health.
It has to be.
Okay, I got
to
bring up something. I wasn't sure how I could approach
bring
this,
the,
to be honest.
Please in for that.
What? Yesterday, I had two people come up to me. And just kind of thanked me for a different. And I said, oh, is your, a loved one on the wall? She says, well, they died from Vietnam.
But
but didn't die in combat. Mm-hmm. They committed suicide afterwards.
Yeah.
Two different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's still a casualty of war.
Absolutely.
So of those 2,100 from Wisconsin that are on the wall, it'd be interesting how many others died later after coming home.
Yeah.
And that's something we don't talk about. No one talks about.
But we have to talk about it. I mean, we need to talk about that. So it's okay. Don and I were just talking about this the other night because we have our daughter. Well, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, this girl that we know. Anyway, she's just very.
Was a doctor in New York.
Which is not her. The other one.
She's an entertainer in Nashville.
But is very stressed out, and she's like, and just really having a terrible, terrible week. And there was a lot of stuff going on. And publishing's a tough business, and there's, but you know, I didn't see my therapist twice this week. I'm like, but Donna said that's healthy. It's
absolutely
healthy to say, like, if I wasn't feeling good, I'd go see my doctor twice a week. If I was really, really feeling bad. But
our era,
it was taboo.
They drank until they, and we were talking about that. I was talking with a guy yesterday whose dad was a World War II vet. And I said, did you ever? Nope. Didn't really.
Talk about it.
But they were encouraged not to.
I know.
And even with the Vietnam vets, their dads would be World War II veterans. And they'd come home and say, I had a tough day one day, Dad, up on this mountain. Forget about it. Nobody wants to hear about it. Forget about it. Isn't that the truth of those guys?
Yes, and I...
Tell me your dad wouldn't have been forget. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it.
Grow up.
It's like, you're not a man if you... It's terrible. Yeah, no. So but I want to talk more about the mental health.
And then I want to get the people from the police department hired a couple of people that just focus on mental health, which I think was great that we did that, or they did that. So anyway, there's a lot we can bring in to talk about mental health this month. This will be good. It'll be great.
Quick break.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Thank you for playing all those excerpts from yesterday. And Jack Voigt, we'll hear from him later, too, as far as, but what a great event yesterday, honoring the over 2,000 Wisconsinites that died in the Vietnam War. And as we were talking a little bit during the break, and untold numbers afterwards because of post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
I mean, those are casualties of war as much as getting, you know,
in
shot.
Combat.
Yep. So we're with Kelly North. We're going to lighten it up here. Kelly North Lee from Fond du Lac. And she went to Fond du Lac High School, not North Fond du Lac, not Winnebago Lutheran, not whatever, not, okay. So let's make sure it is Fond du Lac. She's a Cardinal.
Go and Cardinals.
Do you own Fondy Famous?
Yes, sir.
So it's your company. And we've talked to you before when we did our show out of Oshkosh. And thank you for driving here. You said it was a little 41.
The traffic, yes. It's Oshkosh, no one knows how to drive, right?
No, that's true.
Do you think we tried, remember
in your
that?
City. Yep.
We tried coming to Oshkosh, and we ended up 20 miles from Milwaukee.
Yeah,
no signs.
No, and nobody knows how to drive.
So thank you for finding us.
Yeah.
And me, I know how to drive too.
Okay, right. Good. Yep. That's nice. Stay in the right lane until I show up. Yeah. Okay, so thank you for coming here. You are, I want to say this, you're not the mayor, but you are a promoter of Fond du Lac.
Yeah,
big time.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And this week or this month, what you're focusing on teachers.
We are, yeah. So teacher appreciation starts officially next week. Oh. And we launched this huge campaign with Wish Me a Rainbow Cookies, again out of Fond du Lac, to bring cookies to all of the teachers and staff in the schools that are participating. So we have businesses sponsoring. We have businesses who are coming with us to bring these cookies. And then all of the teachers and faculty in the building for the buildings that we got sponsored will get cookies.
And you tell me that when you're an adult, you don't look back. If somebody says your favorite teacher, the impact that person made.
Huge, teachers are unbelievable.
Huge impact.
Yes. We talk about our favorite teachers, but a lot of these people who are very, very successful in life, you know, you'd like to say my parents or this or that, but a lot of times it's a teacher that they say this. They said they believed in me.
Yep, and there's typically a few that stand out. We're actually going to be doing some things, so stay tuned for next week.
I didn't mean to scoff. Well, I was saying, it's just something else Jim said about something. He's like, oh, no, that's good. And it's like, that was such a dad when you come home with a C+.
Yeah.
You know what? That's good. You can do it, but that is good. So when he was just talking about that,
teachers are like, no, this isn't for you. You need to find a new lane. But and you also video some of this too, don't you?
We do. Yep.
So tell me about that.
Yep. So for the teacher campaign specifically, we did some videos specifically for the schools where the teachers got to come on and say, I love teaching here because, and we're going to make a bunch of short form videos.
Oh, cool.
Showcasing why they love teaching in our area.
In our day, that would be on a poster board that you would buy from a store with a magic marker and could write that. It's nice you guys
and a Polaroid picture right next
absolutely
to it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think when I think that what's really neat about that, Kelly, is that you're honoring them today, this month, next week, whatever. But some kid might look at that and say, I think I want to be a teacher because we need good teachers. And
desperately, yes.
Desperately.
Yep.
So, why is there a shortage?
Oh, there's, I don't know.
I bite my tongue there.
Right.
All right.
Same here.
I've had schools contact me about being a substitute teacher for like if they had a war program or, you know.
Well, I don't think we're that desperate. Do you kill him?
Wow. Wow. You know what teachers can do? They can either bring you up or just bring
tear you down.
I want to say.
But what I'm saying is they are in desperate need of substitute teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that you would be. Mike Stepak from Fox Sports, that comes up. That's what he does.
Yeah.
And they need teachers, don't they?
Yeah. They do. Absolutely. Yeah.
Why is that your passion? We always talk about what's the button? What's the hot button? What's yours?
The teacher specifically?
Just in general.
Oh, just the whole finding, promoting finding. Mm-hmm.
We love having people who don't just have a job representing a company for a job. We love people. We want to bring in all people that have something, whatever the trigger was. And with the musicians, 99% of the time, what do they say, Jim?
Special connection.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. A teacher somewhere gave them the confidence to do that. So we're big fans of that, and that's what you do. Okay?
Yep.
So tell us, what was that spark that ignited the whole thing?
So someone else was already doing a teacher appreciation campaign, and I saw it, and I was like, I love what you're doing. Let's make it bigger.
Okay.
And I don't think she and I knew quite what that meant at the time, but we're now doing 28 schools this year.
Wow.
So 28 schools we're bringing cookies to. So she's making them. I'm helping deliver them. We have businesses sponsoring them. I mean, it was a whole thing.
Kelly, are all those schools in Fond du Lac? Are they around the area?
They're in the area of Fond du Lac. So within about 20 minutes or so. I think we have Ripon, we have Campbellsport, we have Eden. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but the surrounding areas.
Bondi Springs?
Springs, yep. Mm-hmm. Right. St. Mary's.
So, okay, I don't mean to make this bad, but anybody that went to parochial school, Roncalli, Lourdes, Notre Dame, Menasha, St. Mary's Central, they want no part of Fond du Lac Springs succeeding in anything.
Oh, they were
Sports, right? Yeah.
I mean, back in the 70s, 80s, you guys were really, really good.
Now, even now!
Okay.
The coach finally retired, didn't he? Coach Highland. It's like
I'm a little out of the sports. Yeah, realm I know, at this
but
point.
It's just so funny though. You mentioned Fondy Springs to somebody that went to Roncalli or Pennings or whatever. It's like hate that.
It's like the school thing. It just runs deep.
It does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about that though, about how much your school. You know, it's
pride.
That's your pride.
Pride is.
Yeah. So go ahead.
So more about your company. Tell me more about Fondy Famous.
Yeah.
So you're doing this teacher thing now, but you do things all year.
Yep. So we feature different businesses and nonprofits in Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. We've started to get out to Sheboygan, Oshkosh specifically, and kind of the 30-minute, 45-minute radius so we can tie in things to do in the area of Fond du Lac. So many people say, you know, there's nothing to do. What do? How do we find all this information? And there wasn't a designated source. And so I kind of saw that. And took the lead on doing some content for it, and it has just exploded.
So someone who would go to your website would be looking for the event, and then you support, you show the business. Tell me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I want to get the connection to the consumer.
Yep. So one of the biggest things that we do is we feature the different businesses and nonprofits in the area, and what we do is just ask them how they got started, what their passions are, why they do this.
Right.
You know, what sacrifices it took to get them there.
Which is so important.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. I love those stories.
It's the conversations you don't otherwise hear. You go and support a business, but you don't know necessarily why they got started or what they're doing to make this happen.
And there's always some cool backstories. How'd you come up with the name? And so much of it is we're sitting at the table or this, just something, or my kids said something like, I like that name. You know, it just sticks.
You're an idea person, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Would you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Come up with a name for our free food, dinner, lunch, breakfast we're going to do for veterans. Because I wanted Vets and Vittles, and we got text sent, taken.
Coming up
with we're catchy thinking name. Mino and the Mayor Munchies, sponsored by the dispensary of CBD. What do you think?
I mean, you're right along the right lines there. Yes. That would be fun.
That would.
Think about that for us, okay? But,
Munchies.
Right. Yes.
Well, okay.
Just... Gotta be careful there.
Well, part of it, because Jim was a pothead in college.
Yeah. High school.
You're like a good
high school. Good boy.
Sure.
I did great in college.
He outgrew it by the time he got to St. Norbert.
I was a great... Okay. Yeah. All right. So what are you working on? What's coming up in the future?
Let me just say this, though. When you put a sign in your dormitory door that said, hey, do you want to get high on Saturday? Nobody questioned what it was until you told me it was to be skydiving. They just assumed.
Kelly, I did do that because I wanted to go skydiving.
Okay.
I'd never flown before, but I thought skydiving would be a fun thing to do. So I did put a sign in the lunchroom. You want to get high, you know, call room 212, which is the room I lived in. And yeah, John's right. They probably didn't know it was about skydiving.
No, I wouldn't have had that impression.
But we had 16 or 18 people. It was like half price. Okay. And we got enough people. We all drove down there and did it.
Were they also high on the way down there?
On the way back.
Okay. On the way back. Yeah, that makes sense.
Your mom is listening?
She does.
Your 90-year-old mother is listening.
I was the designated non-smoker mom.
Right.
Okay.
The DD.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. What else are you working on with your company?
We have one thing in common. One of our favorite hotels is downtown Fond du Lac.
Is it? Oh, the Retlaw?
Yes. The Retlaw.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, we love the Northland
and
here,
haunted.
But there's a
sister
company. You know, they talk about
companies.
People don't travel along. You go to Fond du Lac.
Yep.
And you stay at that. What's the name of it again?
The Retlaw.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like the legacy type of thing in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
What a great place.
Yep. Very upper class, too.
Yeah.
Kelly,
I've got an idea for you because that place is reportedly haunted.
Yes.
Right? So if you want to do something fun around Halloween with haunted locations.
Oh, we have things planned.
All right.
Really?
Get Todd on.
Can we do a show from there?
Let's do that.
Yeah, we could
you
do a
should.
Show from there.
I would love that.
We're going to explore like haunted places of Fond du Lac
yes!
in October. I'm so
excited. He's got all the equipment.
Yes. You should come with.
Oh, he will. He's like a national expert.
Okay.
That's not true, but yeah.
What, are you sure, though? I mean...
I was on a TV show, and I've done years and years of...
Did you ever hear of 60 Minutes?
Of course.
He wasn't on it.
No, that's... And I was telling you earlier that... it's funny, there's some great communities. I mean, Fond du Lac, obviously, one of them, but, you know, Appleton, Sheboygan. But they just don't have the name of Green Bay, and that's, I think... The population is only 10,000. It's within striking distance, maybe 25,000, like Appleton.
Yeah.
It's just not really so much a number
thing.
One
of the things that Jim and I actually hate to say it, even though we've lived here for how many years, like when we go to Oshkosh, we're discovering Oshkosh. Like, oh my God, you need to see this one bar. And they're like, yeah, it's, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Okay, you idiots, maybe you should venture out of Green Bay and go to these Yes, and Fond du Lac is one of those places.
Yeah, Fond du Lac's awesome.
We have a lot of really good spots. Have you guys, are you foodies?
No. Yes. Look at us.
Uh-huh. The sweet and salty pig.
I'm never disappointed. I'm almost like Somalian.
Get this. So that's the sweet and salty pig. Does that sound good?
Sounds phenomenal.
I know.
Delicious.
What is it?
So they have a lot of breakfast food. Like if you're into Eggs Benedict, which I am, die hard for Eggs Benedict. They do it in all sorts of different ways, and it's always different.
Pioneer Road in Fond du Lac. I know exactly where it is.
Okay, you're talking our language. Keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going, Kelly.
Smothered in sauce. They have these tachos that are in the shape of a T, and they're cooked perfectly every time without fail. And they're like little tater tots. But
what's the name of this place again?
Sweet and Salty Pig.
Sweet and Salty Pig, Fond du Lac.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Okay, not even a question.
Let's do a show from there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So tell me, I like what your company's doing because I think that exposure
How mad
is something-
would Todd get if we did a show there and they brought us breakfast and we're talking with like food in our mouth? How pissed would he? I'm
you
sorry.
Take it from your
How time. Mad would he get?
That's every day here.
Yeah. That's true.
Every day.
That's some viral content though. You record that and you post it and people start talking about how you have food in your mouth and they don't like it and
I know.
It goes from there.
I know.
It does happen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I like the exposure because there's so many times things are going on and people, there's nothing to do. It's like, you know what? Live my life.
I hate that, don't you?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do here. Right. Go look. Get out.
But it's easy to go look with you. What do? They go to your website? Tell me about how...
Typically, they go to Facebook. I hate saying it, but Facebook in our area is the way to go. So they'll go to our Facebook, they'll check it out, and we have things about events. We have different businesses and spotlights on them, places that we go and venture to, so people get kind of the behind the scenes. Recently, we started doing a little bit more into some of the kids' things and talking about like what it costs, where to go, how to go there, what you need to bring. A lot of people really responded well to that. So,
can we throw out a challenge?
Yeah.
Well, Todd, when are we doing our next show in Oshkosh?
I'm hoping next Thursday if everybody's up for it.
What?
Breakfast?
Oh, breakfast.
On the way back.
No, from her, bring it to us on the show. Can you keep it hot long enough to get for fun?
I have heated seats. Put the little heated seats on. There
yeah.
You go.
What do you think?
That look, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, eggs. But when do you get a chance to have Eggs Benedict? Yeah, nobody orders Eggs Benedict at a restaurant.
Oh, well, I do all the time.
Really?
So good. Yes.
Okay.
The best.
That's.
Oh, they are. They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
But that's not good cold.
It's not good
cold. Well, that's what we're saying. Can you make it up there fast enough that it's still be
I'm pretty
hot?
Fast. I'm pretty fast.
Sounds like she is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm liking
Stick
that.
Stick around.
All right. Yeah.
We'll I don't care what out. You have to talk about. It's more about us.
Willie, welcome to the show.
Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous. Back after this. That's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame. And that's all.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good song choice, Todd.
Always.
Good stuff. Hey, we're at Kelly Northley, Fond du Lac, Famous, and we are just going to turn it over to you, and you tell us you drove all the way up here from Fond du Lac, and you made, okay, again, not to belabor this, and we told you this last time you were on our show in Oshkosh, put some signs up to let us know we're in Fond du Lac, and lights, because we drove right through it that one time trying to go to Oshkosh, and it's like, where are we? How do we go through Fond du Lac without knowing? You know why? Because it's dark.
Kelly, but like... Mercury, right?
Yep.
It's all lit up, right?
It is.
Airports
not that
over
day.
There. Mm-hmm. Airports over there.
It was
right?
Shut down.
You can't miss Fond du Lac.
It was rainy, though, John.
Totally rainy.
I know. So I think you should
turn
the lights
wipers.
Up.
And you had bad wipers. I didn't want to say this, Jim. And we talked about how hard it is to change windshield wipers these days. You don't have good windshield wipers.
Okay. I have some good contacts if you guys need some prescriptions updated. If you think maybe that might have
that
had
could
something
be
to do with
that. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, what Fondy?
Yeah.
Fondy. Everything going on.
Okay. So right now we're really focused on closing out our studio sponsorship. So we are run and able to continue to grow thanks to sponsors in our area. We have a bunch of businesses who have seen what we're doing for the area and believe in that, and they are sponsoring some of what we're doing. So we're closing out a studio. My goal is to be able to bring businesses in physically and sit down and have a really good conversation with a little bit of a better audio. Typically, I go out to the businesses and I get some footage. We create some reels and some social media content, and it's great. But one thing I've noticed that I'm missing is just a higher quality sound and video that you don't necessarily get from an on-the-go setup unless you have a true professional.
Okay. And Jim has been a part of this. Todd's been a part of this. I've been a part of this. Sometimes you get these reporters, God bless them, and then you watch it later or you see it later, and it's like... Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't have put the mic in a better place so you can hear me or a better...
Yep.
And that sounds like a little thing, but it's a big thing.
Huge.
And just my beef with all that stuff is... I care about the visuals, sight lines and all that, but you got to have good sound.
Absolutely.
You have good sound. You have lost that crowd right away.
Yeah.
Like right away.
You can have a crappy video, but if you have good sound with the video, you're good to go.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a good sound person...
Yep. So we're hoping to, by bringing people into the studio, we can combine that.
Absolutely.
And we can give a better feel and audio.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, they would get more content to be able to use, and it would just give an overall more professional feel.
Okay.
So
how do they contact you? So I'm a small business. So I want to connect with you for a number of reasons. One's to promote my company, but also to maybe support something in the community.
Yeah. So they can go to either my Facebook page or fondyfamous.com, and they can check out what we do and offer on the website. or they can contact us directly through email. Email is best. We get so many messages. I'm sure you guys are used to this too. We get bombarded.
But most
with
of
things.
Ours are, you guys suck. So
fair. We get that too.
Okay.
It's always a good mix, but so email is always best. And like I said, we're looking to close out that studio, and then we're looking to bring in some conversations here soon about normalizing, normalizing not drinking, or just giving that option of not drinking. So Wisconsin is very alcohol focused, and I totally get that. Like, that's not going to realistically change, but a lot of people are looking for options without having to go through the, hey, are you pregnant, or why aren't you drinking, or things like that. So we're
opening will that be then a podcast, or this is going to be something, how people are going to tune into that? That's, be a defeatist starting that. That can happen.
Yep.
It can. It's going to be tough in Wisconsin, but Minneapolis is, you wouldn't believe how many kids, 23, 4, 5, 6, that don't drink.
Yep.
I mean, it's catching on everywhere, but I'm not sure it's catching on here. I'm interested in that program.
I got to ask you something. You're in the mosh pit of the draft.
Yeah.
Okay, I was a little bit outside. I didn't find it a heavy drinking. Like Packer games, I almost hate walking through that parking lot with drunk guys. Was it that way? I didn't see any of that for that night. So, I mean, an event can happen without people just being sloshed.
We have to believe that.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big event. So,
but that's cool that you do that. Is there a personal reason?
Not necessarily. I definitely have seen alcoholism in our family, and I'll leave that kind of there. I think everyone in Wisconsin and in general probably has someone in their family who struggled with it. I personally just came back and saw the heavy pours, and saw, like, when I would set my drink down, it would just be magically refilled. So my one drink was probably four or five drinks as I was sitting there. And that's not normal in other places. And I'm not saying there's not a time and a place, but I think having options and making it normal and not making it weird, because you go to a bar and you're like, hey, can I get a water? Hey, can I get a soda? And they look at you weird, or they're they
ask
questions.
You know what? I was with somebody like that one time. He's and you know what the waitress said? Wow, you're the life of the party, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was so offended.
Yeah. Because why though? Why do you have to say things like that? You know? And I get joking around and whatnot, but at the same time, just let us not drink if we don't want to drink.
Well, that's interesting. Awesome. That's a cool subject you're picking up. So you're going to bring in different people, kids who have, or people, I guess, who.
Yep.
Bring them on our show. We'd love to talk.
Just because you don't drink doesn't mean you're
Jim
necessarily
deals with people every day that were alcoholics, or I guess are, right? I mean, whatever.
You always are, I guess, you're crabby. But yeah, we have 70% of our population is.
I mean, that's a tough fight.
It's a tough fight.
We had a guy here that looked like he could play linebacker for the Bears, and he was scared to death every night because he was addicted to crack and alcohol before that, and he had to sleep outside, and he was afraid to get murdered every night. And this is a guy that if you had to walk through a dark alley, you'd want him behind you. So that's what that does. And he's like, I couldn't break it.
Yeah, well, he did.
But it's like, you know what I mean? It's so with alcohol, and there are so many people that I know of. It's like, well, I'm not an alcoholic because I didn't drink yesterday. Brett Favre, you know, we're going to get Brett on the show. And he talked about that, where he was so convinced he was not an alcoholic because he didn't get drunk every day.
Yep.
But he was a total alcoholic. And he talks about that. So,
oh, yeah.
Todd, we're going to get him on.
Sounds good. That's what everybody voted for. They wanted him. So.
Okay.
This is great. I'm glad you're doing that for your community.
And, me too.
And please come back the next time.
Let me guess. I can't let you go without asking. So you got some political ambitions after this, because that's a pretty good platform.
Oh, God. I apologize.
Just look I don't at her. Know.
She looks the part, right?
Yeah. You'd be awesome.
Very well
you're
spoken, right?
Yeah. You do personality.
You want me to be
there,
a campaign manager?
I would love
to run a campaign.
Huh?
I would love to run a campaign, social media-wise. I think
running a campaign is fun.
Really do
and
that.
And you got somebody, put somebody in charge of raising a little money for you, and you get that person elected. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a good experience, but you should think about being person.
He wants to be mayor of Fond du Lac.
Okay. All right.
I'm done with that gig.
Fondy Springs will get no support.
No, not.
Because they kicked his...
We love the...
Tell about the time you wrestled a guy from Fondy Springs. How long did you last?
19 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. You gave it a good
shot. Fondy Springs, you're out! Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous, you're awesome. You got to come back. See ya!
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.